はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう東京。高瀬です。
よしです。
Peter here. Survival phrases number 28. As always, brought to you by Eric Laren, the translation and interpretation specialist. All right, we're back with part 3 of Riding the Rails. Now, in the past 2, we covered getting around Japan on a macro level, the whole country. Now we're going to get down to the micro level, inside the cities, inside the subways, and the local lines. So to help us out today, we have the Nagasaki Connection. Welcome to the show, guys.
よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。
Takase-san, you take the subway every day.
Yes.
How do you like it?
How do I like it? No one's like it.
Why is that?
So crowded.
It is extremely crowded. But here's the thing. I want to recommend that everybody try riding the subway once at rush hour. It's worth it just to experience the pushing, the shoving, being jammed into the train. Come on, it's a little bit fun.
Yes.
We call Takase shoulders because she drops the shoulder and pushes.
Yes, I do.
Now, Yoshi-san, now, he's the pretty boy. Yoshi-san, in 1 week, on a weekly basis, how often do you ride the train? We want to define train here as the subway and local lines.
About 5 times a week? I mean, five days a week?
Takase-san, come on, is that true?
I only see you once in a week.
Me too. Come on, Yoshi-san, give us a real answer.
5 days a week?
Now, here's the thing. During rush hour, in the morning, if you're coming into Tokyo, it's going to be crowded. But going the other way, it's a pleasure. You can almost sit down when you get far enough out. So it always depends on the direction. At nighttime, if you're coming into Tokyo, it's definitely not as bad as going out from Tokyo. So it's the direction and the time of day. Yoshi-san, where are you going these 5 days a week?
I come to Akasaka.
Okay.
Then after I'm done working, I go back to Yokohama.
Now remember, Tokyo and Yokohama are two huge cities. How far is the commute between these two cities?
I change about 3 trains.
And how long does it take time-wise?
It takes me about, you know, it also depends because there's express train or local trains. If I can catch the fast train, still it takes about an hour and maybe 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah, really close. So it works out quite nice getting around and going to the place and seeing different things. But on the other hand, there's just so many people riding the rails. Now, I think we're all right compared to India. I don't know, hopefully maybe some of our Indian listeners can tell us what's going on there. But I've heard really, if we think we have it bad, I think I heard India has it the worst. So maybe we shouldn't complain too much. But rush hour in Tokyo is enough to complain about. But again, please try it once. Now, when you're coming to Japan, you're definitely going to ride the subway at some point. And as we said, if you're going to see a bunch of cities, then we recommend the Japan Rail Pass. But say you're just coming to Tokyo, or you're just going to Osaka, or Nagoya, or just one of the cities. So you'll be taking a train all around just that city. So in today's lesson, what we're going to do is we're going to take you through the process of getting the ticket and getting through the entrance gate. And then we're going to leave you there. Because just this process, it's one of the most difficult for some people. And this is actually based on our listeners' opinions. So, with that said, let's get into today's lesson. Now, up until this point, we've had a lot of listeners come to Japan and email us. We've also had a lot of listeners come down to the office. Right, Takase-san?
Yes.
It's great when they come down. And when they come down to the office, we always ask them, first things first, we get all the information we can out of them. What's difficult? What's easy? We give them the 5-minute questioning. And our chief interrogator is Takase-san. So if you come down to the office, these are the type of questions you're going to hear. Here we go.
どこから来ましたか?
Where are you from?
何を見ましたか?
What did you see?
今からどこに来ますか?
Where are you going after this?
いつまで日本にいますか?
When are you here till?
独身ですか?
Are you single? And the final question.
何か困ったことはありましたか?
What gave you problems? Did you have trouble with something? And one of the most popular and common answers is reading the map at the train station. Now, we're going to limit this conversation for now to the Tokyo subway system. Now, if you have an English map of the Tokyo subway, you may be okay. But still, there are places in Tokyo where the map, right in front of the place you buy the tickets. Now, you buy the tickets from automated machines. And right above the machines, there's a big map. And many times, it's in all Japanese. So you're looking at the map and you're trying to figure out where to go, but you can't. You can compare it to the English map if you have one and try and figure out where you are. But what we recommend is this next phrase. And what you do is you go to the person who's working there and you ask them this following question and they'll give you the price. The following conversation takes place at Tokyo Station. A foreigner can't read the map and is going to ask the station worker a question relating to where he wants to go. So please listen, see if you can pick up this following conversation. Here we go.
すみません。秋葉原までいくらですか？
秋葉原までは130円でございます。
もう一度お願いします。
130円でございます。
すみません。書いてください。
はい、どうぞ。
All right, we're gonna go through the conversation one more time, slowly.
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。すみません。秋葉原までいくらですか？
秋葉原までは130円でございます。
もう一度お願いします。
130円でございます。
すみません。書いてください。
はい、どうぞ。
Okay, this time we're going to put the translation in. And we're going to break it down line by line. Here we go.
すみません。秋葉原までいくらですか？
How much to Akihabara? Yoshi-san, what's the name of the place in this sentence?
秋葉原。
Well known for its electronic goods, also known as Electric Town. Now, this comes in the front of the sentence. This is followed by
まで
to Akihabara.
いくらですか?
How much is it? Now, we've had this expression, how much is it, before. One more time, Yoshi-san.
いくらですか?
Now, in front of this, we add to
秋葉原までいくらですか?
How much to Akihabara? If we wanted to change the location and ask the same question, the only thing that changes is the location. Everything else remains the same. Give us the part that stays the same, Yoshi-san.
までいくらですか?
For example, if I wanted to go to 新宿.
新宿までいくらですか?
Takase-san. Example, please. Give us a few names of places that we'd like to go.
池袋.
池袋までいくらですか?
Okay, so now that you can say this, you have the tools to ask a person working at the station or maybe someone right next to you how much it is to the place you want to go. So if you can't read the map, all you have to do is ask someone next to you or the station master, a person working at the station, how much is it to go to the location? And then you put the amount in the machine and you buy the ticket. When you're buying the tickets, the amount of money you put in the machine allows you to buy a ticket up until that amount. For example, if you put in 500 yen, you can buy tickets up to 500 yen. So just put in money and pick out the ticket. Also, many of the machines, especially in the big cities, have an English explanation. So you just need to know how much it is to get to where you're going. Okay, then the answer to this was?
秋葉原までは130円でございます。
To Akihabara, it is 130 yen. Now, in the question, we had location plus 2, which was?
まで。
Now, in the answer, this is repeated and marked with the particle wa.
秋葉原までは
location plus
までは
So almost the same. Then this is followed by a number. In this sentence we had
130.
Now, the Japanese currency is yen, but in Japanese it is
円.
Drop the y. This is attached to the number.
130円
followed by
でございます.
The polite form of the copula. Now just think of this as des. It is. It is 130 yen. Give us the whole sentence one more time.
秋葉原までは130円でございます。
So in this sentence, the two things that will change are the location and the amount. What stays the same, Takase? And please insert inside the place that changes 何々々 something something something.
何々までは何々円でございます。
To exemplify this, let's give a location and a price amount and see those two change.Why don't we go with Ikebukuro and 300 yen?
Ikebukuro までは300円でございます。
Location and the amount, how do we say 300 yen in Japanese?
300円。
Now, the amount in the answer is the tricky part. What we're going to do now is count in increments of 100, all the way to 1000, because some tickets do actually get there. And actually, some tickets actually go over that, but the majority of the tickets will probably fall into that range. Okay?Takase-san, Yoshi-san, お願いします。
100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 800, 900, 1000.
Now this is almost everything you need to buy the tickets, but the tickets actually come in increments of 10. So what we're going to do now is count 10 to 90 in increments of 10. お願いします。
10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90.
Now, 10 through 90, what we just gave you, you can combine any of those directly to the numbers we gave you for the hundreds. For example, 550. Can we have first the number for 500 and then the number for 50? お願いします。
500. 50.
Put them together, 550 is?
550.
Just put them together. Now, on our homepage, what we're going to do is we're going to have, inside the learning center, exclusively inside the learning center, we're going to have Yoshi-san and Takase-san counting in increments of 100 from 100 to 900, and then in increments of 10 from 10 to 90. So if you want to play around, you can get a bunch of combinations for any ticket. So, as you're asking in Japanese, the answer might come back,in normal speed, regular speed Japanese, so it might be a bit quick for you. So the way we dealt with this was, Yoshi-san?
もう一度お願いします。
One more time, please.
秋葉原までは130円でございます。
To Akihabara, it's 130 yen. Now, if this is still too fast, there are a bunch of options you can go with. The one we gave you in the dialogue was?
すみません。書いてください。
Please write it. So that way you can get the amount and go over to the machine, put the money in. And as we said, when you put the money in the machine, if you put in 1,000 yen, you can buy any ticket up to 1,000 yen. So for 130 yen, as long as you put in over 130 yen, you can buy the ticket. Now, one of the best things about the machines, some of them, now you have to confirm this with the bill amount. There's a slot to put in bills.And they'll have numbers. And of course, Japanese yen has 1,000, 5,000, and 10,000 yen bills. So for a 130 yen ticket, some machines will actually break that 10,000 yen bill. So it works out pretty good if you want to break your money and get a ticket at the same time. Now, another way, a while back we covered the expression, in English, please. And this was?
英語でお願いします。
In English, please?So you can ask them to write it by saying
書いてください
Or in English, please
英語でお願いします
Or in this case, if the person doesn't speak English, there's no writing utensil, you can even say help, please, which is
助けてください
Please help me. And of course, we had this in a previous lesson when you were calling for help. But here you're just asking for assistance.And at this point, you should receive the assistance you need. Now, if you're really, really confused and you want to go with one of the more basic approaches, we'll do the same conversation, Tokyo Station to Akihabara, and we'll give you a different way to ask.
すみません。日本語がちょっとわからないんですが、秋葉原まで行きたいんですが。
One more time, please. Slowly, please.
高瀬さん。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
すみません。日本語がちょっと わからないんですが、秋葉原まで行きたいんですが。
And one more time with translation.
すみません。
Excuse me.
日本語がちょっとわからないんですが。
I don't really understand Japanese.
秋葉原まで行きたいんですが。
I want to go to Akihabara. And again, this is taken from a previous survival phrases. Yoshi-san, if you go up to somebody working at the station and you said this to them, what kind of response could you expect?
I'm sure they'll be happy to help you in any ways.
Yeah, exactly. They can pretty much understand that you want to buy a ticket and maybe they'll lead you over and help you buy the ticket or they'll tell you how much you need. They'll be of assistance. And that's the main point we want to get across.
And even if they couldn't really understand you, if they could pick the word, like the destination, then I'm sure they can help.
I think so too. I know from experience from when I first got here. Very helpful. Now, you go to get your ticket. You have your ticket, and now you're going to approach the entrance gate. Yoshi-san.
Hi.
Takase-san. We've had people come in to JapanesePod101.com, listeners who visited Japan, and tell us that there was a problem they had. What happens when you put the ticket into the entrance gate?
It comes out at the other end.
Yes. So when you put in the ticket, you keep walking, and it'll come out the other end, and you take it at the other end. And it has a little hole punched in it. At first, the ticket has no hole punched in it, but when it comes out the other end, it's got a hole punched in it. Now, the thing is, some people, when they put it in, they don't move forward. And if you don't grab it within 5 seconds, the machine will suck it back in. So you want to get it before the ticket gets pulled back in. Now, if you don't put the ticket in, there's no gate. There's nothing stopping you. So it looks like it's clear walking through, but if you try to walk in without putting the ticket, these two little doors come out. It's kind of like ping pong. They stop you from going in. You're like kind of like the ping pong ball, and it's like ding, and some loud noises go off. So what you want to do is you want to put your ticket in, keep walking, don't miss a stride, and take it on the other end. Okay, just as we said, we got you through the gate, and now we're going to have to leave you there. And again, for those of you who are not getting the next installment of Survival Phrases before your trip, we apologize. But next week, we'll be back to get you through the rest of the station. And really important, what we're going to be covering next week is changing trains. In Japanese, that is?
乗り換え.
And as Yoshi said, he changes trains 3 times. So this is one of the most important things about riding the local trains in Japan. All right, Takase, did you have fun today?
Yes.
And you're going to start coming back from now on? You're going to start working more than 1 day a week?
I think I did enough.
Enough for today or the week?
Enough for week.
Sorry, ma'am. Apologies. How about Lieutenant Takase? I like it.
She likes it.
She likes it. And your son, did you have fun today?
Of course, as always.
All right. That's going to do for today. We'll be back tomorrow. And tomorrow's the first of a new mini-series. And it's going to cover the next 3 days and carry on. So we're looking forward to that. All right, that's going to do for today.
またね。
またね。